This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, after I go to some of these calls, I'm going to recap the breaking news. Moscow considering targeted strikes on Ukraine, attacking openly, because Ukraine is now bombing and killing thousands, in their own words, right on the Russian border, and now attacking into Russia with shelling. It's wild. Meanwhile, our border's being collapsed by design. The very same George Soros is on record. He's bragged that he's behind the open borders here and Ukraine. I need somebody, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Don Salazar, Kit Daniels, one of our writers to write something about that, about how Soros and the authoritarian left are behind global destabilization. I mean, they are supervillains from a James Bond movie. All right, I said I'd shut up and go to your calls. Go to Shane, MP, Scott, Ian, Adam. This is a short segment. I'll get to everybody on that's on hold in the next segment for sure, but let's go to Shane right now. Shane in Florida, U.S. Army. Am I right, do you think, to be concerned about the global escalation we're seeing? It's obviously a global destabilization program. What do you think the political class hope to gain out of this?
Well, you know, you're preaching to the choir. Obviously, I agree with you. That's why I'm calling in. I was thinking about yesterday, you asked, what do I think their goal is with some of this? And let's just specifically with the flood of illegals coming across the southwest border. Anytime that the military is going to do anything or any machine has to be tested, you have to validate it. Our FEMA camps aren't validated.
No, that's it. I mean, they said in the 80s they would use opening the borders up to create a constitution suspending crisis to get emergency camps approved and primed. And so, no, they're actually carrying out Rex 84. That's another headline. Obama is carrying out Rex 84 Constitution suspension plan. And we can reprint the Miami Herald articles from the 80s and show the plan. You're right. They're doing it.
A co-opted political restoration would be in order for them. They need to co-opt a political restoration and at the same time get Americans, including the people we think right now are patriots, to rationalize more of a papers please mentality and voter ID laws. Listen, I don't have any problem.
Exactly, exactly. And like Ron Paul said, the fence is for the American people, not for the illegals. They'll claim they're going to put all this stuff in for the illegals now, and it won't be for them. Look at how the TSA is ordered to let the illegals in, but not let citizens fly. Exactly.
Well, and then the other thing, too, I just want to let you know, and I don't want to waste the time. But one other good point I've got for you is, you know, I got out of the military a lot because of this stuff, you know, what you're saying, what other guys are saying, like you. I woke a lot of people up in my unit. I've called you a couple times, you know, and I've had a little free time lately to call you. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, it's fire. It's fire inside at least my guys. And a lot of my guys touch other people. A lot of former Special Forces guys were pilots with me. I flew Apaches. They became pilots. It's not like they don't talk to all their Special Ops guys.
Well, let me ask you this. Are they aware of what's happening?
Yeah, they're absolutely aware. I mean, it's on fire on social media and stuff. No one, less and less people are afraid to be talking. I was very alone in 2008-09, and I'm not so much alone anymore. And so that's good. That's a good thing. So I just want to give a positive thing.
No, I agree with you. There's a huge awakening. Most police I talk to are awake. That's why we've got to be important. You know, it's very important not to alienate the police, which the globalists want us to do. They have the police do things that are bad and accentuate bad things they're doing to create an us-against-them mentality. We need to reach out to the police. We've done it to the military. I'm just wondering how the establishment thinks they're going to get away with this, because I've looked at all the angles, Shane, and I don't see them at the end of the day getting away with this.
Get ready to feed your neighbor. That would be the only way I can see. I mean, the people down here in southern Florida, down around where I'm at in Fort Pierce, there's lots of local farmers markets, they're not going to let this happen. they're going to feed their neighbors. Does that mean they're going to let themselves get taken advantage of? No, but I mean, there's a lot of people talking. I've talked to local police, law enforcement.
Good. Now, if people aren't getting ready, they're...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the highest-ranking NSA whistleblower to go public, Mr. Binney, told the London Guardian yesterday... in a cover story, that the NSA is set up to control and subvert the U.S. population and to politically dominate and control and to understand future trends so that select intel can be given to select corporations to be able to undercut their domestic competition. REX 84, short for Readiness Exercise 84, was a classified scenario and drill developed by the United States federal government to suspend the United States Constitution, declare martial law, place military commanders in charge of the state and local governments, this is from the Miami Herald, and detain large numbers of American citizens who are deemed to be national security threats in the event that the president declares a state of national emergency. The plan states events causing such a declaration would be widespread U.S. opposition to a U.S. military invasion abroad, such as the United States was to directly invade Central America to combat what the government perceived as subversive activities. The plan also authorized the military to direct order movements of civilian populations at state and regional levels into work brigades. And again, I'm reading from Wikipedia, which I don't go off of. They can put false stuff in there, but usually it's accurate. Where you go to it is in the bibliography, which is the Christian Science Monitor, University of Chicago Press, you know, major publications, Congressional Record, Miami Herald, things like that. But I've already gone to the microfilm and actually pulled these articles myself, Sydney Morning Herald, House.gov, to make my police state films. I'm going right to your calls now. Ian, MP, Scott, Adam, Greg, and others. But the issue is, no one is saying this but us, and I don't like that. No one is pointing out that Rex 84 was a plan to have the borders implode and use Central and South American influx through Mexico into the Southwest as a reason to suspend the Constitution. And it all clicked a few weeks ago that, yes, this is staged, and that, yes, Obama's shipping them in, that's confirmed, and that's the goal, that the next mega wave that comes in, tens of millions, that's going to break down every major city and county, it's going to be hellish, is going to let them bring in a giant industrial-level martial law takeover. Here's the headline. Rex 84, Ronald Reagan's plan to declare martial law and imprison Americans. You know, I'm not defending Ronald Reagan because he was pretty much a puppet, especially after he got shot. But technically, if you study it, Reagan just was like, sure, national security, do whatever you need to, Pentagon. It was a Pentagon think tank Rand Corporation plan, transcending Ronald Reagan. And the point is it's been picked up by Obama. It was Jimmy Carter who actually started it with FEMA in 79 with who? Brzezinski. So again, I'm not even defending the Republicans. They're into it to their eyeballs with Oliver North and the rest of it. The point is, it's the Democrats came up with this. They're the dominant party. They run the show. The Republicans just are basically Democrats that play the part of conservatives so they can keep taking over. That's why they win. It's loyal opposition. Now, we're going to go to, as I said, Ian, Adam, Scott, MP, Greg, and others. I just want to reintroduce here Moscow considering targeted strikes. That's from French news agency on Ukraine. It's in ITAR-TASS, official Russian state-run media. The Ukrainians brag they've killed over 1,000 people in air raids the last 2 days and are now been caught shelling into Russian territory, not just Russian-held Ukraine or Russian-dominated Ukraine in the east. This could turn into a larger war at any time. Obviously, you know that. It's a big deal. Pentagon and CIA want to keep ISIS tweeting. We're going to be breaking that down. It's now mainstream news that ISIS is being commanded by Saudi Arabian, British, NATO, and U.S. intelligence forces. They're being given a top-down satellite look. They've been given the equipment, everything. This is high treason. And it doesn't matter because, you know, the Tea Party's the terrorists. You heard. Holder over the weekend again said it's the Tea Party. Keeps him up at night. Have you figured this out yet? You're living in a movie, folks. They think you're that dumb that they would openly fund Al-Qaeda, take women's breast milk when they fly, and let illegal aliens fly without IDs. That's in the news today. We have a newscast coming up of it. Ian in Florida, thanks for calling. Nuke Tech Mission, and then we will go to, again, the others. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to start off by framing the whole thing about AFRICOM, right? I mean, that was what my boat did, home, you know, throw names out there. I'll just say we're off coast country X, you know, trolling and, you know, collecting data mining, all that stuff, all, you know, doing all that fun kind of stuff, you know, because that's what we do is we just go ahead and we just stick our fingers in everybody's pie.
Yeah, I'm having trouble making a lot of what you're saying out. I can you maybe get closer to your phone?
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I'm closer now. Yeah. No, I was just saying, we, as far as Africa goes, I mean, back in 2011, we were off the coast of, I won't say the country name for OPSEC reasons, obviously. No, we would go there, we'd data mine, check out what they were saying on the satellite phones. We had, you know, interpreters on the boat, all that stuff. I mean, we just, we just such an imperialist nation. Now we're just sticking our finger in everybody's pie.
And funding extremists everywhere so they can take our liberty. It's immoral to overthrow Ukraine with George Soros and then claim it was an election when the guy wasn't elected, and then to start killing ethnic Russians all over the country, and then to start a war with Russia. And people say, well, why are you for Russia? No, I'm for survival. I'm for not starting fights. And what does your gut tell you is going on here?
It's just more. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Now, don't even get me started on Soros. I mean, he went and funded NAMBLA, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
That's right. The UN doesn't just have them as an NGO. The UN has them as a sponsored NGO. And now they've got a big judge in Australia saying pedophilia is okay and that we're basically pedophobic. So the new thing will be pedophiles coming out of the closet and you know, you're hateful and at the public schools if you don't want a pedophile, you know, having sex with your five-year-old. I mean, that's where this is going.
I believe that scares me because I've got a kid going through the public school system now. I don't know. That's up in Rhode Island. I'm down here in Florida. I don't know what goes on.
What are other folks in the Navy saying about the stuff that's going on?
It's been a while since I've been with them, with most of them. I'm firing this now. But I can tell you, I know a couple of guys actually turned me on to it, listened to Ron Paul and listened to what he had to say. And then I learned about you actually through my girlfriend. So.
Well, that's awesome, Ian. Do you agree? Because, I mean, the default is if Russia attacks Ukraine, if Ukraine fights back with any type of heavy armaments, the Russians have said before they'll use nukes policy. Do you think that's rhetoric by the Russians that they would use tactical nuclear weapons on Ukrainian armor?
It could be. It could very well be. I mean, at the same time, I'm pretty sure we've got at least 5 or 6 subs sitting in the Caspian Sea right now, pretty much telling us, go right ahead. Go ahead and make our day, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah, they got missile cruisers there with nukes off the Russian coast. It's incredible. And they've got their boats and their cruise missiles ready. It is just a real disaster. I appreciate your call. But see, the caller said, we've got boats saying make our day. We're attacking Russia. George Soros brags he launched this. This is immoral. A Nazi collaborator who's still alive, running the Democratic Party, trying to shut down free speech in America, admits they started the overthrow of Ukraine to put something even worse in. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Adam, you're on the air. Then we'll go to, as I said, MP Scott and Greg. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I'm a computer security professional. I work in the financial services industry. I work a lot with the credit card networks and banks all over the United States and Central and South America. And I don't think that people really realize how dangerous bringing 30, 40, 50 million undocumented individuals into the United States really is from an economic standpoint. Not only are they going to be sucking off of the government teat and, you know, dwindling your resources that way, but they're also going to be sending all of their money home, well, to their real home, what they consider their home. And I can tell you from the industry that I'm in that, you know, anybody over the age of 16 can walk into a corner store and get an international United States dollar prepaid Visa or MasterCard that they can then use to send money across international borders without any oversight from any of the financial institutions. As long as it's under $1,000 a day, nobody pays any attention. Well, if you've got, you know, 20 million mules sending $1,000 a day back to the drug cartels, that's a lot of money.
Well, you just hit the nail on the proverbial head there. The Democrats, for a long time, Akron and others, got caught doing it, used children and teenagers as criminal cutouts. Criminal groups have always used teenagers as their operatives for a lot of reasons, not just child soldiers. And that's what this is a total mafia takeover. And the Democrats have been caught using, and the Republicans working with them to do it, illegal aliens' homes to launder money through and to get fake tax returns. So, yes, you have this total surveillance system for the American people, and mothers with milk can't fly, but illegals can walk right through because they're the black market cutout used by the shadow government, not just by the drug cartels.
Absolutely. And these people are arriving in the United States without any real documentation. They receive a consul matricula or an ID card from the American government. And as soon as you get an American government ID card of any nature, you can go open a bank account. And
well, I mean, it's beyond that. I mean, the banks are accepting consul matricula that comes from the Mexican consulate. And they'll hand those out in Cracker Jack boxes. You're absolutely right. Great points. Okay, MP, Scott, Jerry, Greg, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution." But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Through your phone calls, MP, Scott, Jerry, Greg, and others. We're talking to the military and other experts out there to get their take on the escalation with Russia and what they think about what's happening to our border, what's happening with ISIS. The globalists are triggering an acceleration in global chaos. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. MP in Illinois, military police, what's your breakdown on what's happening?
Alex, basically what I'm looking at here and stuff is through the border, bringing the illegal immigrants to the border is kind of a sideline, in a sense, a false flag, what I say, to keep our minds off what's really going to happen. And basically what is really going to happen is that if you want to take out the declaration and everything and stuff, trust me, they're going to attack Washington, D.C., either by nuke or whatever. It's going to make it look like the Russians did it. No, it's not going to be the Russians who did it. It's going to be like 9/11, what we did. Sir?
No, I hear you. In fact, they've transferred so much power to unelected bureaucracies that they could nuke the Congress during a State of the Union or something, I agree, and then bring in total martial law saying the government's been wiped out.
Got it. Right there, you're on it. I'm ex-Special Forces military. I've only been out a few years, but I keep in contact with a lot of people. There's a rebellion going inside the military and the police right now. They don't want to do what they're doing. They're being told. They're also, there's talk about Obama running the third term, making him a king later on with all the peoples coming to different nations. But if they destroy Washington, they take it out, which they plan on doing. There'll be no Social Security checks. There'll be no money. No. It's going to be chaos completely. Martial law already set in. But when they go to re-vote again, Obama's not going to be dead. And he's not going to leave. He's not going anywhere. If they vote him back in, they'll vote him back in as king. This is the most ambiguous, perplexing thing I've ever heard of in my life. But I see it as true. You know, I watched the movie you talked about, Dr. Strangelove. Look at that, Alex. You were right. Man, there's something like that's going to happen.
That's because Stanley Kubrick, and I actually know some of his family, but even given inside info that I'm not allowed to repeat, but the whole, which is incredible, I mean, because the family's so reclusive, and people tell me this incredible stuff and then I can't repeat it. It's very frustrating, but the point is, what I can say is, you notice they talk about the Bland Corporation, that's the Rand Corporation. All those people in that movie were basically real people and real things that almost happened. And so that was basically Stanley Kubrick with his own mind and his own understanding, but talking to experts, warning people. And so they make a joke about fluoride in the water in the film, but it's actually real. And so Kubrick was actually warning people. It's very, very heavy. And the good news is we can stop all this if there's an understanding of it. But the political elite want total power, total control now. And if we don't back them off, they will go for it all. I appreciate your call. I appreciate all of your concerns out there. That's the point about false flags. They got Al-Qaeda running. They've got a war with Russia that can be a real flag, buy a false flag. You could hit D.C. You could have the dollar die, which is starting to happen. You've got the borders imploding. They're just hitting us on every front. Scott in Michigan, then Jerry, then Greg. Scott, you're on the air.
You are the revolution, and you are definitely the tip of the spear. I did have one problem with the story that Leanne McAdoo did on the Palestinian children. I totally agree that the world doesn't care at all about Palestinian children. They don't care at all about the Palestinian people. But in her article, she said that the Israelites have a right to be scared. And they don't. They're the occupying, invading force standing on Palestinian land while the Palestinians fire rockets from Gaza into Palestine. They have no right to be scared. You're an occupying, invading force. If Palestine was firing rockets from Palestine into Israel...
Scott, here's the deal. We don't screen calls, and we should have a debate about the Israel-Palestinian crisis sometime. It's a very complex issue from my perspective. But we're specifically talking about false flags, the open border, the Ukraine escalation. I want to hear from military, specifically with their take on what they think the globalist overall plan is, to bring up different angles like that last caller did. Because if I, once a week, say, hey, I want people to call in on this subject, and then I let people call in on other subjects, no one will listen to me, and then we won't be on that subject. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I appreciate your call, Scott. We'll go through these calls from Greg, Jerry, and Mike when we come back in 3 minutes and take some more calls, get into some other news, and then the first 30 minutes of the next hour, ahead of Boyle coming on, we can open the phones up for a discussion of the Palestinian-Israel situation and take calls on that subject. But watch, folks will call in on every subject but that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And by the way, this is listener-supported independent media. We're not government-funded, like the state-run media, MSNBC, Media Matters, all the rest of them. We are funded by supporters like you out there buying the great products that we sell at the very lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the high-quality supplements that are groundbreaking and incredible. We have a lot of different discounts going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And it is your support of the overall operation that allows us to continue in the face of this tyranny. And we are in the middle of an explosive awakening by the military, police, the bureaucracy. I saw an article yesterday out of England where there's a rebellion by the government class against the police state over there. People are really starting to understand the reason police states aren't good, the reason tyrannies aren't good. They destroy stability. They destroy prosperity. They're scary. It's not Al-Qaeda that's scary. That's globalist run. It is the police state. It is the New World Order. It is the globalists that run our bank accounts, that run our lives, that control the nuclear weapons. It's people like George Soros, a bizarre Nazi collaborator, running almost every aspect of our lives that are the enemy. It's Bill and Melinda Gates openly funding the anti-gun groups, openly funding the open borders. It's the same group, a few dozen people every time. Let's go to Greg in Arizona. Appreciate you calling. Then we'll go to Jerry, David, and others. You're on the air. You say U.S. Special Forces. What is your take on all this?
Yes, former 18 Charlie Special Forces engineer. I think that there's, you said it earlier, there's going to be a false flag with the economy. We're going to have these pandemics because there's rampant disease coming across the border. There's the plague in Colorado. It's going to be a full-spectrum dominance, as you said.
And what do you think the end game is? What do you think the ruling establishment, what order do you think they'll roll all this out? They've already rolled out a lot of it. And what do you think the end game is?
As far as the order, I mean, that's going to be a crapshoot because it's hard to decipher what might be coming first because there are so many things coming at us at once. And that's, I think, meant to keep us off our toes, meant to keep us falling back. Because you know this best. We keep on having to react to this story about, you know, the government trying to, you know, take away our rights, and then this story about this other incident, and they keep on rolling it out. The zombies just won't listen. No matter how much news you throw at them, they're worried about sports, celebrity, and just useless stuff. And I think that is pretty visual to them that they can keep on doing it because not enough people are waking up and standing up against this.
This really is a testament to mind control, mass social conditioning and engineering. Great point, great call. That's why I love to talk to military people because they really get it. That's why in college they make fun of the military. And have you heard the oxymoron, military intelligence? When, in my experience, military veterans are about the only group that gets it. And the globalists know that. That's why you're the number one target. When they're done using you, you're the enemy. And it's like a science fiction book, except we're in 2014. So I guess we are in science fiction land, where you've got such mind control, such entertainment, such diversions, that the public watches 6, 7, 8 hours of television and video games a day. You go to restaurants, nobody's even talking. They're only on their smartphones. Kids can hardly talk. The language is imploding. Brain waves are lower now. Just look that up. Alzheimer's and brain disorders are directly linked to television viewing. Look that up. And the public has no idea even where Russia is, or that we're on the verge of war with them, or that our government publicly is funding ISIS to go and blow up every church and every minority Muslim, non-radical Muslim. I mean, in Iraq right now, they come to your house and they catch you with daughters that aren't wearing hoods over their heads or daughters that are going to college. They take you outside and they kill you. And then they say your daughters deserve to be raped and killed because they haven't been sexually mutilated. I mean, you cannot make up the level of atrocities being committed. 300,000 conservatively killed the last 4 years in Syria by the CIA secret army. Most of them Christians. I mean, they go in Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, you name it. They take the priests, the nuns, the practitioners out, line them up and shoot them. And it's in the foreign news, and even the Vatican doesn't even say anything. Because it's politically incorrect to complain about being persecuted. I mean, if you want to know what the New World Order would like to do to us, Christians, and by the way, these are real Christians living in these dirt churches in the Middle East and these ancient cultures. These are devout Christians that have lived in peace for thousands of years there. They're being wiped out in Africa. They're being wiped out everywhere. I'm not talking about the people that go to these big showboat churches and feel good and hear a motivational speaker for an hour who's really on Homeland Security payroll under clergy response teams, spying on everybody and using psychological warfare and NLP on the practitioners. With prosperity message bull. Can you imagine if these mega churches talked about the New World Order or abortion or the attack on our Second Amendment? No, they're like, we don't worry about the world. We just want souls. You're not getting souls up there watching some motivational speaker talk about how God's going to supersize you and you're going to have all these blessings because you pray for money. They're cults. And they're so sophisticated with the programming that I can hardly even watch it and not go under their control. It's very dangerous. I'm going to go back to your calls. David and Jerry and others will continue with current or former military to give your take on the crises, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia, former military. What's your take on this?
Alex, I would just ask your people to Google five words, Las Vegas illegal aliens dialysis, and it will show you where 80 illegal aliens have almost crushed the largest hospital in Las Vegas. They don't have insurance, so they don't go for regular dialysis. They wait until they're almost in renal failure, and they game the system and go to the emergency room. They legally, you can't turn them away, and it's costing $18,000 a pop. It's costing the hospital $24 million.
Yeah, I was aware of that. We should do our own article off the Las Vegas Review-Journal story and tie it into the things so that we have our own version of that with some added information. But, yeah, I see the headline. Put that back up on screen for me, guys. Thank you. Again, if you're a radio listener, we also simulcast TV. It's important to mention that because sometimes I'll talk to folks on the street that are listeners, but they go, why are you always talking about put it on screen? How does that work in radio? So people still don't understand that we simulcast television at InfoWarsNews.com. And the headline is Medicaid helps hospitals pay for illegal immigrants' care. Then we have another one out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal that we'll put back on screen. Dialysis care for poor illegal immigrants costly for many area hospitals. Yeah, one South Texas town of McAllen said they'd spent over $20 million on illegals in the last year. In Marietta, California, $60 million. And people show up, black, white, Hispanic. You know, every time I see the protesters or the buses in Marietta, it was only white people. I don't know how the media did that. Our cameras, it was black, Hispanic, and white. I didn't see any Asians out there. And so, go ahead.
If they end up closing these hospitals, I want people to ask their liberal friends, how are you going to feel when you have to drive a half hour to take your daughter,
they don't care.
Your grandfather who's been hurt, your parent, somebody, a loved one, and you don't have a hospital near you any longer? You don't, because they had to close. They couldn't afford to stay open. And that's, people need to have an intellectual conversation with these liberals and ask them, where are you going to go? I mean, they aren't bringing healthy young men to work. It's all kids that need medical care. And this is crushing us. We are, it's not going. going to be a false flag, one event. We're in the middle of it. It's a slow collapse, and it's been going on for years, and we're reaching the tipping point.
I agree, but there will be build-ups to the finales, and the question is, what is the finale? It may be a nuclear war. It may be the globalist nuking D.C. when it's in session. There's just no telling with the globalists, but everything is on the table with these nutcases. And it is the public's lack of understanding of how dire our straits are that is empowering this. Again, the good news is the police and military are learning about this because they're being prepared for the collapse, and they understand now because of this show and Ron Paul and countless others warning them, plus they're smart, that this is being done by design. It's not just like all this just got prepared this week because we and others have been telling them, but great points. Let's talk to David in Florida. Says his brother works for TSA, has some info for us. Again, the story's up on Infowars.com. You can't fly with breast milk, and citizens get their pants, you know, jacked with and hands down their pants. But the illegals do not have to even have IDs, folks. Forget having fake IDs. They don't even need IDs. That article's up on Infowars.com. In fact, here's some of the headlines before I go to the caller. Lawsuit. Americans put on terror database for buying computers, waiting for relatives at train stations. World War III alert. Russia vows strikes in response to Ukrainian bombing of Russian town. I think that headline should be shelling, but same thing, same difference. Did Israel collude with ISIS to justify Gaza attack? Well, Israel has been, at least Netanyahu, has been endorsing ISIS. And that's not an anti-Israel statement. I mean, that's anti-everybody, Muslim, Christian, Jew, you name it, to help ISIS. And it's like, well, they'll help bring down Iran. That's evil. And our government and what Netanyahu's doing is bad. Maybe we can hear from some Israelis and Palestinians in the next hour on that subject. I mean, I don't like ISIS, and I don't like what Israel's doing. I mean, it's just it's evil government. It's evil groups that say, oh, we'll have no morals. I mean, where are the pro-Israel groups out there? Where are you criticizing Israel for supporting Al-Qaeda? Anyways, caller, sorry, go ahead. He just dropped. Okay, I was going to go to him, but then I wanted to hear the TSA info. Keep a line open for him to call right back. Caller 800-259-9231. I just started mentioning the TSA, so I thought I'd cover that article. Call back in. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Brett in Montana, former military, give us your take. Then Rambo, go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, you know, I completely agree with you, Alex, that it is a multi-pronged attack. I don't think it's just one thing that is the that's the plan. It's not just going to be one thing. And I think to answer your question, what's going to be the final act that brings it all down is probably the collapse of the dollar. And I personally think that the way it's going to go down is that you've got a lot of talk about impeaching Obama right now, especially with the VA scandal, with the stuff that's going down with at south of the border, the illegals, and all of these things obviously have to be on purpose to stir up racial hatred or anything that they can get out of it as a bonus. And once that we try to actually impeach Obama, what's to say he's just not going to kick up his feet on the desk and say, you know, go fly a kite? I haven't listened to you on anything else before. Why would I listen to you now? And it's, you know, the old blackmail. You don't bow down. We'll just collapse the dollar. And how are you going to impeach him if he declares martial law? And I think that's what the final thing is going to be.
And I tend to agree with you. That's the plan. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to Rambo, and then when we come back, I'm going to play the clip from the local news that's in our story out of Illinois. Homeland Security feds swarm small town and bizarre unannounced show of force. School field besieged by helicopters, SWAT vehicles, you name it. And then they, quote, let the kids climb around in the neighborhood on the helicopters and vehicles. It's an acclamation. It's a psyop on record. Rambo of Air Force, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, sir, if you thought that it's possible that they might come out and say that the space aliens are going to attack us again if we don't keep Obama in for a final and long-lasting life term. What do you think about that? Do you think they'll do that or have, maybe have Al Gore do it for us?
Well, you know, Obama is so unpopular now. Again, I don't think he's going to be a permanent dictator. He's acting as a dictator. Even a bunch of members of Congress are now calling him a dictator because that's what he is. On every front, he just acts outside of Congress. That's called a dictator. They dictate. They do what they want. I don't see them keeping him in. But you know what? I've been wrong about a lot of stuff. When it comes to Obama, he's much worse than I even possibly thought. And so they may have a plan to keep him in and bring in so many foreigners, their clients, of those groups, and basically stay in power. Because there have been lots of people that become dictators who were elected who become unpopular but stay in power through the power of the secret police. So I think that's a really good point. I appreciate your call. We'll go right back to Bill, who says he works for Homeland Security from Michigan, right on the other side of this break. And again, I feel bad for that caller who I went to and then kept on hold for a minute, who said his brother worked for TSA. I wanted to hear that info. So if you can get back in, I'd like to hear from you. And then after we talk to a few more callers, I'm going to open the phones up from people in the Middle East. If you can get through, I'd like to get your take on the crisis there.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, my early gut analysis of Bo Bergdahl has now been proven absolutely accurate. He was totally sheep-dipped. It was totally staged. They claimed that he was, you know, had some mental problem and had been deep inside, you know, Al-Qaeda, Taliban's control for all these years, and that nobody could talk to him. And now he's back on active duty, totally fine as an Army soldier. Just totally staged. We've got that report. Coming up, I'm going to play a clip that's up on drudgereport.com. We just posted it at Infowars.com as well. Black residents of Chicago slam Obama over preferential treatment for illegals. Will go down as worst president, they say. But, again, they're expecting to get anything. They're already here. They're already prisoners of Chicagoland. Blacks' unemployment has doubled under Obama. They're the worst hit. They're done with you. You were supposed to be aborted by the Democratic Party. They wanted you dead before you were ever born. They founded the Ku Klux Klan, and they know how to put a black leader in to make sure they slit your throat good, and you like it. So get used to it. You think you're going to get some free ride from an El Jefe? They're only bringing in these illegals to exploit them as well. Let's go to Bill in Michigan, works for Homeland Security, he says. Then we'll go to Jason. Bill, what's your take on all these crises?
Well, Alex, first, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for what you're doing. You know, my take on all of these is I think that basically what they're going to end up doing is they're going to continue to paint the opposition and the libertarians and constitutionalists as extremists. And I think that they're going to eventually say that we are basically the largest threat to the homeland and that we need to be eliminated. I don't know what they're going to do it. I thought that Clive and Bunny's Ranch could have been it, but I think they're waiting for another circumstance like Clive and Bunny's Ranch. And I think they're going to have a false flag and they're going to fire a shot. They're going to blame it on the Patriot. And then that's what's basically going to start the takedown of the right wing. I've been seeing a lot of stuff at work where they're basically painting us more and more as extremists. I just saw a bulletin today that the right-wing extremist, quote, like Oath Keepers and the 3% are on a terrorism watch list. And it was really scary because I fit all the parameters that they're talking about, and so do you. So I think that's what they're doing. That's what they're planning to do to us.
Yeah, well, that's an escalation to say on a terror watch list. That's actionable. Man, if you could somehow snail mail us that or get us that info, that would be national news. We've gotten similar info many times, but nothing to that level. They actually said terrorism watch list.
It was a law enforcement sensitive terrorism alert newsletter, and they specifically talked about Oath Keepers and 3% that showed up at Clive and Bundy's Ranch and how we are getting more and more militant and more of a threat to law enforcement and the government, and I can absolutely send that to you.
Oh, well, please, and if you've got a safe email to send it or something else as well, send it to showtips@infowars.com with the information, you know, in the byline. And I really appreciate your call. Anything else that you think is important to add?
You know, I just think that, you know, we got to be careful with who we're associating with. I believe that they have been putting plants into our groups.
Be
careful what you say to people, and be careful, you know, to not say anything that could be used against you. I mean, because we all know that we want to, you know, restore the Constitution in a nonviolent way. We know that. But they're trying to paint us as basically Al-Qaeda. So just basically watch your backs, watch what you guys say.
Sure. Let me ask you this. I mean, is this propaganda having any reverse effect on people in there? Are folks inside Homeland Security realizing, like they are in the military that I talked to, this is authoritarianism?
Yeah, a lot of people see it, Alex. And to be quite honest with you, I'm seeing more and more people, just grunt workers within the agency, that are starting to wake up.
Hold on. I'll come back to you in 60 seconds. Don't hang up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption.